Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewives of Kitchen Island. Okay, it's a cartoon on YouTube. Okay, go check it out. And also from the Game Brain podcast, if you like board games, definitely listen to that one. And joining me is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam of the Rose Pricks Batch Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Hi, Ben.
We're both wearing dark colors today. We're both wearing shades of darkness. Oh, and you've got... You've got your Rinna lips, which are nice. That's a nice orange accent, which is funny because I also have an orange accent on my shirt.
Headphones.
Wow. So while Ronnie gets his mask on, you guys, this is a Crappens on Demand, which means you can actually watch this recap. And Ronnie has now put on. Oh, this is like, I mean, this is worth Crappens on Demand right here because I am watching Ronnie with his Lisa Rinna lips mask that you can get at our Crappens store. Crappens, what was the Crappens merch? I can't remember our link anymore.
What the hell's wrong with you? And you've never lived. You have not lived until you've walked through a Whole Foods with this sucker on, okay?
Did you do that?
Yeah.
What did people say?
They looked at me. They would look at me. A couple ladies smiled, and then they walked, like, moved over in the aisle. And then the guys looked like, wow, you're sad. I got a lot of sad looks from guys.
I have my be masked. Don't be all unmasked mask coming in. And same with my – I also got the Carl one, the one that says, you look great, by the way.
This one right here. You look great, by the way.
Oh, perfect. That looks amazing.
I got
amazing.
All of mine in. That looks really good, Ben. Good job. You look great, by the way.
You look great, by the way.
And I also got an isolate.
Oh, that's perfect. Love that.
The gather font.
I have that on my wall.
I got this one. I think I'm going to wear this one around the most.
That's just great.
A black one, and it just says simply, "It's about Tom."
Oh, I forgot to. I'm going to order that one. I feel like
this is the most masculine.
Yeah, it's about Tom.
And I'm very masculine, you guys. Like, I'm a man, so I need to be a man. So this one, and you know, just some people will get it. They'll be like, "Oh my God, it's about Tom."
The people who will get it will really appreciate it. That's what I love about wearing things that say it's about Tom.
Yeah,
because that's what this pandemic is. It's about Tom.
And also, I'm in Texas, so everybody talks to you. You know, it's not like LA where people just pretend they don't see you because you're fat. Not you, but here everybody's like, "Hey, what do you do? Who's your mama? Where do you live?" And so I know that a lot of people are going to be like, "So who's Tom? Yeah. Who is he?
Who is Tom?
Tell me about Tom. What's about Tom? Tell me. I need to know."
I know. I definitely have to
foster relationships in my community. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what these masks do, guys.
People think that masks keep us apart, but they actually bring us together.
Totally.
And you should be wearing a mask, by the way, everyone. We're not trying to shame anyone, but it just is like a responsible and courteous thing to do. So, anyway, Crappens on Demand. Here's something else. This Friday, I don't know if you heard, but we are doing a live virtual show. We're doing a recap of Real Housewives of New York. This Friday night, the action begins at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. We're going to be doing a pre-show on Instagram Live. Our IG is at Watch What Crappens. We'll do that for about 30 minutes, and then we'll start the actual recap in earnest at basically around 6:30 on Crappens on Demand on Patreon. So that's another reason why you should sign up for Crappens on Demand, patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. And the other thing is that what's really fun about the live shows is that our streaming software allows us to read your comments in real time, and we can, you know, respond to them and put them up on the screen, and it's just like really, really fun. So go check that out.
Yeah, and let's do some small business shout outs before we get on with this crazy episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, shall we?
Let's start.
This is Christina. She's got a friend named Randy. Okay. And Randy has a small business called So Imperfect by Randy. And that's So S-E-W. She's a fire wife, a mother of three boys under the age of three. Jesus. I mean, that's a lot. Wow. Talk about dealing with constant emergencies in that family. Jeez, that's a lot of fires to put out, Randy. She creates Polynesian-inspired baby products such as burp cloths, bibs, baby blankets, car seat covers, to name a few. She created this line because she was inspired by her husband's Samoan culture and utilizes vibrant colors and prints in her creations. So, to find her, go to Instagram at @sew_imperfect. That's @sew_imperfect. Or on Etsy, she's So Imperfect by Randy. And Randy ends in an I, okay? So, So Imperfect by Randy on Etsy, okay? Thanks, Randy.
Perfect. Okay, here's one from Ashley. Ashley is trying to break into the world of food, etc., and she's starting by food blogging, etc. So go check out her her website. It's called milkandmerlot.com. Also, her IG is @milkandmerlot. @milkandmerlotkitchen. And basically she just believes that, there's no such thing as too much garlic and that there's no day that cannot be made better by a good dose of cheese and a big pour of wine. Of course, unless you're lactose intolerant and an alcoholic, hence Milk and Merlot. So, she said she also makes excellent cookies and she is local and will deliver. So the point is this, go help out Ashley as she goes on this journey. Go check it out. Milkandmerlot.com. Thanks, Ashley.
Okay, now today, it's a very special episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, because that old compulsively lying trash box, Brandy, is back in the picture, and we finally get the plot we've been waiting for.
Yeah, I mean, this is very interesting. I mean, we'll get to it, but do we think Brandy is telling the truth or not? Who knows? But yeah, this is the
I don't know. I say scandal. She compulsively lies just because, from my recollection, she does. Yeah. And the big storyline that they're trying to push this year is Brandy is a lot of things, but she's sure not a liar. Now, didn't she admit to lying on the reunion when she finally got caught? And she said, well, that's my job to make drama. And they were like, oh my God, Brandy, like,
that's true.
We can't even with you.
That's true. But oddly enough, I wound up angrier at Kyle. And I'll get to that.
Of course. Oh my God.
Get to that because the one, like, Brandy's just being Brandy. But Kyle is the one that I'm angrier at. I'm like spitting at my laptop. I am sorry, laptop. I'm spitting all over you, giving you
Ben Mendelsohn virus. Masks.
Yeah, I know. That's why I need a mask, just to protect my laptop.
I got more mad at Kyle, too, because you're right. Brandy is just being Brandy. And when you watch the National Geographic channel, that's not the time to, like, be a vegan. You know what I mean? Like, you can't be mad at the lions for, like, eating the deer. Like, you just can't. Because they're in the wild. That's what they do. And then Brandy comes back with her Mama Elsa, like, sadness frog going on. And it's like, you kind of feel for her. It's like, oh, my God, how long has this poor, you know, just run-down puma been limping around the fucking Sahara? Can you tell how often I watch National Geographic?
I'm just going to go for it. I mean, you're like this generation's David Attenborough. I love it. You're like, I would love just Ronnie for you to be the narrator for Planet Earth 3. All right, so we have like a lion who's here. She's clearly tired. She doesn't want to be bothered. And this antelope comes up. And I'm sorry, antelope, you look like you have a lovely life. But what are you doing around the lion? Of course, now you're eating. And that's what happens.
Learn a lesson.
Why are you doing it?
Yeah, learn a lesson, antelope.
Learn a lesson, antelope. Stop lying. Stop lying.
You know, don't be a cantaloupe, okay? Be a dualope. Be a cantaloupe.
Dua Lipa Lope. Dua Lope is a pop star.
Yeah, I watched this. I was furious while I was watching it, but then I also really liked it because it's so nice to be furious during Beverly Hills again. And I had so many feelings. I felt sorry for Brandy, but then I was like, oh my God, fucking Brandy. By the end, I'm like, fucking Brandy.
I was not mad at Brandy. I think my rage for Kyle Richards has just blossomed into such an all-encompassing thing that I just don't have, I can't hold space for Brandy rage at this moment.
I mean, it turned into, overnight, as I thought about it, it was less rage than it was while I was watching it. I really just didn't like how she presented it. But guess what?
Yes.
All in good time. Okay?
Okay. Like, well, I also, by the way, I also wound up being livid at Teddy Mellencamp at the very end. So we'll get to that
fuck
too.
Teddy. Let's say, okay, yeah.
I'm like angry
Let's
at Kyle and
this
Teddy
whole
than
thing
I am
with
Randy.
Fuck you, Teddy. Shut up, Teddy. Okay, fuck off, Teddy. Mellencamp
anyway.
Shadowed Teddy. There. Set there. I'm done. I'm out.
Okay. Well, what I'm not mad about is how this episode began, which is still at Kyle's party, because I forgot that there was actually a cliffhanger, which was basically like Teddy being like, Camille, like, we don't have to have all the pleasantries. Okay, I got it. I got it. So that was apparently a cliffhanger. So we're back at Kyle's party. And I love it just opens up with Kyle doing such a Kyle thing, which is that she's standing with Kris Jenner. Kris Jenner, super famous, has a super, super, super famous daughter, and potentially a son-in-law who could be president, okay? So, Kris Jenner is really famous. So
currently
so,
probably trying to get Kanye thrown into a mental hospital, if you believe if you believe Twitter. I mean, this world just gets crazier every single day. He's like, come and
Twitter.
Get me. He's like, come and get me, Kris. I'll be over here waiting for you not to put one of your kids in Playboy. Yeah.
Oh, wait, side note. We can't even start this. This is Beverly Hills Jays. This is Bravo important. But when I was reading about all the Kanye stuff, about how Kim tried to throw
You're
my mental
excited.
Hospital.
Look at Ben is
I
teetering.
Am like, you
Look,
don't
ben,
see this?
You rock back and forth and you get excited like kids who are traumatized.
I am. I'm rocking, but you don't see that. My hands. I'm so excited. Look what my hands are doing. I'll back up so you can see. Look, my hands are up like this. They're up. I'm like playing an invisible miniature accordion. You know those little accordions?
You really are. You're Mary from Selling Sunset right now. Okay.
I'm stable though. So, like physically. So, I was reading something about, I was reading an article about this and it linked to a previous thing that, so Kanye did an interview with David Letterman last year. And you know what he said? He was talking about mental health and about being bipolar. And he said, you know, like when you're bipolar, and by the way, stop me if any of this sounds familiar, Ronnie, please. He goes, when you're bipolar, you know, it's like, you know, it's like having a sprained ankle. It's like your brain is sprained. And you don't just throw someone out if your brain is sprained. I was like, fucking Jack Taylor ripped that all off from Kanye West, of course. Yeah. Which is also, like, the blind leading the blind.
He did, yeah. And it was a ripoff not only... It was a ripoff because on Vanderpump Rules, he was ripping off... what's her buttons? Ariana, because Ariana was like, well, I'm depressed. And so he was mad she was using a depressed excuse. So he was going to use the depressed excuse too. But then he couldn't even come up with his own depressed excuse. So he stole... Kanye West's description of being bipolar. I mean, Jax,
yeah,
wow.
Seriously. So this all comes back here. So here's Kyle. She's standing there. There's Garcelle and Sutton. And Kyle is there with Kris. And she goes, do you guys know Kris? You guys know Kris? I was like, you know what? Shut up, Kyle. Of course they know who Kris is. And like by you saying that, you're elevating your position, right? Because you're basically saying like, I know Kris Jenner and I'm going to introduce you to because that's, you know, like of course they know each other because they're part of that weird circle from the 80s. But like even Kyle introducing Kris Jenner to Sutton and Garcelle really pissed me off.
Yeah, that. But you know what? Sutton can out-asshole even Kyle because Sutton is such a new money asshole too. And Sutton's like, oh yes, we met actually in line at the Met Gala. Kris is like, of course that's where we met. Of course we did. Of course we did.
I like that actually because it was also kind of like putting Kyle back in her place. Because Kyle doesn't get invited to go to the Met Gala. She gets invited to go to, like, the, I don't know, the AutoZone Gala. I don't know.
The AutoZone Gala. She would go. Maybe that's where she got that little go-kart thing she was driving. So then we cut over to Kathy Hilton talking to Rinna. And Kathy Hilton is just, like, picking at Rinna's jacket, trying to get lint and shit off. Like, she's like, oh, you look good. How are you? How are you, Rinna? She's like, I'm great. I'm great. I'm fabulous. Great. Great, Kathy Hilton. Great. It's like, oh my god, cut away. And they did.
Yeah. And then we go back to Teddy and Camille having this conversation, and Teddy is like, oh Camille, like I just don't really trust like what you say, and I don't feel like it's genuine. Just like wave and don't even bother. Like I don't even care if you come to my retreat. Like I'm just like so chill these days.
And it's like, keep it moving. And Denise is like, alright, so you just don't even want the compliment. Teddy's like, I don't need it. And Camille's like, again, I'm trying to apologize. And Teddy's just a little bitch.
Yeah, just like that mom in, you know, that play about Hamlet, you know, just like her. So, yeah. So then Denise is basically like, so, Camille, do you still feel the same way about us? Like, what's up with that? And Camille's like, no. Well, I mean, basically, I mean, I was really hurt. You know, I don't know if you remember, I had to go to a thrift store. And I lashed out. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What were you hurt about? She's like, I feel like you were gaslighting me. That's what it was. You were gaslighting me.
And then we see the clip of the reunion with just Camille screaming, that
right there, gaslighting me, you're gaslighting me.
And Denise going, why are you so angry? Calm down. Which is not gaslighting. Just no. For, you know, that term is used a lot in the world right now, and it's certainly used a lot here on this show. That mm-hmm. was not it, okay?
Yeah.
It's like misusing irony when people are just like, well, that's ironic. No, Camille, that's not gaslighting, okay? You were angry, and she said, why are you so angry? Okay, so this is an observation.
If you want to know about gaslighting, just check out seasons 3 through forever on Real Housewives of Orange County and just study anything that Tamara does. That's gaslighting. Including almost sending Shannon Bedore to the mental hospital.
Yeah.
To hang out with Kanye.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
So so Camille was just saying how, you know, I was just like very overwhelmed at the time, and you know, I hurt people, and again, I'm sorry, and I'm sorry, Teddy, and I know you don't want to really hear this from me, but like, you know, time heals all, you know. I mean, one day you're in a fight, and next day your stepmom is Meg Ryan, and life is hard, so I get it, it's hard for you right now.
And she's like, yeah, whatever, time, I guess. Okay, hugs. Like, she gives her a hug. And then we cut over to Erica, who's chatting with Garcelle now. And Erica's like, oh, Garcelle, you in my hometown. Of like, Erica's trying so hard to be like fun and light. And she just can't make it through one entire episode with that fake ass happy personality. And it's hilarious. But this is how she starts it out.
Yeah, and Garcelle's like, oh, yes, and I'm sorry, I won't be able to go to your shoe dazzle event, which is too bad. What is a shoe dazzle anyway? Coming to America. Two movies I'm doing, yes.
Well, it's basically pay less, but you pay more. All right, pay more. You can miss it, honey. You can miss it. They're going to make a big shoe like a kite. Glance here, have fun. Oh, I'm so happy.
You know, Teddy was so mad. You know, she was like, why is it that Erica can say that she doesn't have to come? It's no big deal, but when I do, it doesn't work. Hi, I'm Teddy.
Hi, Teddy. So then we're over with Teddy, still talking to Denise after Camille's left. And Denise is like, all right, Freddie, where do we go?
Just Teddy.
All right, Luann, Joan. All right, Joan, where are we going to go from here?
It's like, listen, you know what? Here's where I want to go. If something's bothering you, then you tell me. You know, that's it.
She goes, but I did tell you.
She's like, well, great then. We're good.
It's like, no, Teddy.
You're clearly not. Let's just put a pin in this conversation for the end of the episode, shall we?
Yeah, because otherwise, let's just go in circles again with Teddy. You know, going in circles with Teddy. No wonder she loses so much weight. Constant circles.
She tells us that she doesn't have a problem with Denise, that her problem is with Aaron. But no, I think that her problem is with Denise also.
Yeah, because the Aaron problem came as a problem after the problem with Denise. Like,
yeah.
It was a part of that.
Exactly.
So,
so Kim and Brandy see each other and they're like,
that was the sound of a lot of broken down cars, like in a race, you know. It was like a junkyard race. Like,
yeah.
And listen, I haven't treated my lungs very well, so if I'm saying your lungs sound exhausted, you need some help, okay, girls?
Yeah, yeah. And Brandy's like, it's Hurricane Kim. I mean, this is Brandy. If Kim is a hurricane, what is Brandy? Is she a cyclone, a tropical depression?
I'm trying to think of a storm that just comes and like spreads lies about you.
She's probably a nor'easter. She's a perfect storm. Kim and I feel like when Kim and Brandy get together, I feel like we should see what's her face on a CB radio saying, you're heading right into the jaws of the monster. Mary Elizabeth Mastriantonio.
Yeah,
I believe.
then Camille's talking to Kyle now because she's leaving. And Kyle's like, I know it was really hard for you, Camille. And Camille's like, yeah, you know, I mean, I was scared at first to do it, but Rinna did come at me. She did come at me pretty hard. Mm-hmm. Kyle's like, well, you know, it's really always hard the first time you come back, Camille. It's just how it is. I'm like, yeah, yes. But thank you so much for this opportunity to talk to the girls.
If I can jump in here, let me just say, it was a great opportunity.
It's a wonderful party.
Rinna came in hard, I think in time, time heals all. And, I'm just, so happy.
And I'm so happy.
I just have to go back to see my man.
That's basically it,
Kyle.
And that's it's devastating.
So upsetting.
I'm never going to get that last word right.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
No more hate.
Leanne LaHavas is born again on her self-titled new album. Includes Bittersweet, Paper Thin, Can't Fight, and Weird Fishes. Leanne LaHavas, the new album, out now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's Ferrelio, it's Lindsay Ferrelio.
Lourdes, the Lordess of the Ring.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
So she leaves, and then Eileen, we just get a shot of Eileen dancing super awkwardly on the dancing floor, or on the dance floor, which is super Eileen, you know?
Yeah, she's just sort of doing the sort of dance I would expect Eileen to do. Basically, all of our moms dancing, you know, a little bit of a hands going, little hands shaking a little bit, sort of got a little bit of a rhythm on some of the notes, you know?
Yeah, and then she'll do like a really super awkward, like, wheelbarrow turn.
Yeah. So then Denise and Garcelle are like hugging in one part of the party. I don't know why I felt the need to write that down. And then Rinna and Sutton are standing. They're like, where's Denise? Why? Where is Denise? I'm like, uh-oh. They are starting to brew something over there in that corner.
Yeah. So Denise comes up and meets Michael with Garcelle. And Garcelle's like, oh, you know, it's really tough for her right now. And the women I'm friends with, it's very important to stand up for each other. I think I've been in this situation, you know, where I was alone and everyone was attacking me. And it was in middle school.
Yeah. So then Kyle gets up on stage. Guys, I have an announcement to make. It looks like production on Halloween has been extended, so I'm still going to have these bangs, even if I go to Rome. But by the way, I'm so excited to announce a very good friend of mine. So at this point, I started to cringe because I suspected it might be Carney Wilson and Wilson Phillips, which I'm fine with. But I was also worried that Kyle was going to instead bring up someone that she was going to think was like really cool, like a Jason Mraz or a Gavin DeGraw, or like a very off-brand rapper. Like, I thought she might bring out like Wiz Khalifa, and you're like, no, Kyle, this doesn't match you. No. So I was cringing.
Don't worry. It matches Kyle. It matches Kyle's soul. It's Wilson Phillips. Okay. And then we get a clip of Carney Wilson going, I'm a crazy foul mouth motherfucker. I'm sober as hell, Kyle.
Yeah. And then Dorit is like, a surprise concert. What a great idea. And then we see a flashback to when they're like, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? We don't have a mold issue. It's Boy George. And the curtain falls. And then she's
that
like,
that odd smell you've been smelling is Boy George.
And she's like, what? Wait a second. I already had that idea. I'm like, Dorit, you do not like have the market. Even though Kyle does copy things that she is jealous of, you did not corner the market on surprise guests at functions.
Yes. Dorit probably says that when anybody sings, you know. Like the radio comes on, she'll be, oh, I suggested Boy do that first.
It's funny because I called into Casey Kasem 20 years ago and said I wanted to hear Richard Marx, and here he is being played on Coast FM.
And look, I know that a lot of people were like sitting around watching this thinking, God, am I uncool because I like Wilson Phillips? I mean, what am I uncool? Here's your answer. Just watch Kathy Hilton mouthing all the words. And then, you know, re-ask yourself that question.
That was like, that's, yes.
Readjust.
Yes.
You know, readjust.
Whenever you find yourself lip-syncing along with Kathy Hilton to a song, then you have to re-examine certain things in your life. And I say that out of experience from lip-syncing along with Kathy Hilton last night. I was like, oh my God, this song, I love it.
I did too. I actually said out loud when they were singing, I was like, well, I guess they never were really Destiny's Childs. Like, what would I expect them to turn into? Like, suddenly, like, they're the Pointer Sisters now? Like, they're going to be amazing now? No, it's like, they're just older doing the same thing. You know?
Yeah, they're like
you
Destiny's
You are stuck
neighbor.
In those chains, don't you know?
They have basically just, like, I think Wilson Phillips has four songs. Of course, they have Hold On. But then they also have Release Me, which I think is funny. It sends mixed messages. And then...
That's true.
They did a cover of Daniel. They had like, come on, baby. Come on, Anna. I just got to... Oh, that, no, that's Release Me. That's. But what was the one they sang last... The one they sang last night was like their other big hit. That's not Hold On or Release Me. And it's driving me nuts.
You know I'm looking about. Up Wilson Phillips songs. Hold On, You're In Love, He Won't
you're
See Me
in
Cry.
Love. Yeah.
The Dream Is Still Alive, Impulsive, Release Me, Eyes Like Twins. Good Vibrations, Daniel.
Eyes Like Twins.
You're right, this actually is kind of a kidnapping discography, okay? Mm. Release Me, Hold On, You're In Love With Me. You won't see me cry while I'm being tied up.
Oh
my
God.
Dream is still alive.
You Won't See Me Cry is such a melodramatic song. But you won't see me cry. It's like you're literally crying as you sing the song.
Hold on for one more day. They're going to find me. They're going to find me.
It's the soundtrack to Room. So.
So Carney Wilson in Room.
she probably did a very, very intense audition for that.
I'm sober as hell in here. Come on.
Cheesecake? Want to use some cheesecake? Anyone?
Those mini cheesecakes. When this was airing, somebody sent us mini cheesecakes, and I ate both of our boxes.
I'm still so mad that I never got to have the Carney Wilson cheesecakes.
It doesn't last forever. It's a very temporary thing.
I'm you know? Furious. Carney, if you're out there, could you please send me a mini chocolate cheesecake? Thanks.
Yeah, I ate two boxes of those cheesecakes, and I've been wearing them on my love handles ever since. So thanks, Carney. And
ever since then, you've been saying, you just got to release me.
Okay, so the point is, Brandy is at the bar now, just getting shit-faced because it's Brandy, and it's free liquor, and she's like, who knows? Brandy's just a drunk.
She's at the bar.
She's at the bar, and Adrian's there. And Adrian's like, please don't give me too much, Brandy, all right? Don't give me too
much.
I'll
be celebrating
something.
Brandy's
just like pouring everything in there.
Adrian has this like jack-o'-lantern face now, you know? Like she literally is, her head is nothing but like Kit Kats and like crackles. And so she's just
I know,
like,
I was thinking, God, you and Brandy had so many problems and you ended up looking like sisters.
Seriously. I mean, we've all seen Death Becomes Her. So Adrian's like, ah, what are we doing? We're celebrating something. Come on, give a drink to your grandma. Come on, Bubby. Ah.
So Denise comes in with Erin, and she's like, ah, this is a fun room, huh? And Brandy's like, welcome to our vaginas.
Barely makes sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
So then Brandy takes like an entire glass of champagne and just chugs it. And they're like, wow, what's going on here? Jackpot. Sorry, instinct. I just call for jackpot when I get agitated.
And Brandy gives a cheers to Adrian. She's like, come on, Adrian, we're old school. She's like, exactly. And Denise comes in and cheers with them. And Aaron's like, wait, why are you cheersing to that? You're not old school. And she's like, all right, come on. Everyone gets in here. Come on. And Brandy's like, all right, here's another cheers to surrogacy and to pretending about babies and then ultimately just loving each other.
I feel like you just let yourself off the hook there, Brandy. I think that's Adrian's job to let you off the hook. And Adrian, Adrian's probably furious, but her face is stuck in this, like, rictus. Like, all right, let's ixnay on the urgency say. All right.
Yeah. So Brandy explains, Adrian, you know, I said she had a surrogate, and she said I was a liar, and I run into Adrian all the time, and she's always lovely to me, and I mean, she's always just so lovely, and I've never really given her a proper apology, so there you go.
It's like, is that that's your proper apology? Getting shit-faced on someone else's liquor, like, here's the surrogacy again!
Yeah. Well, no, this is technically her apology. She goes, I do love you, and I'm sorry for what I did, and... It wasn't my idea. It's like, okay, here we go again.
Were made to do it. Yeah,
just
yeah.
Throw it all on Vanderpump again. There we go.
The old Vanderpump made me do it. Defense. It's a classic. It's a classic on this show.
And so, Brandy is just like, Brandy feels like she really needed Adrian to forgive her. And she's like, I love you. I really do. I really do love you. Even though you didn't carry your own child and told your child you did. I love you. I really do.
Lisa Vanderpump made me. If Lisa Vanderpump was that manipulative and could like get anybody to do anything she wanted, how does she not have one decent waiter at her restaurant?
Yeah,
like she can brainwash anybody into anything except waiting tables well.
Yeah, if she were so manipulative, she would have us all believing that like wearing magician vests is high fashion. Okay,
well, it did work on Kyle because Kyle's currently in one.
Is she real? Well, Kyle isn't.
She's wearing that glitter jacket and that.
Oh, yeah. You know, you are so right.
You pointed out her bow tie last week, and I didn't really look at it because this show has. I'm never really a fashion queen, but this show's really blinded me because Erica every week is like, look at my fashion. And it's just kind of like shut me off. I don't see any of it anymore. But I looked this week at Kyle's, and I was like, wow, a pussy bow and a glitter jacket.
Yes. Where she got that from?
Pink lit party.
Yeah. By the way, we asked on our Instagram, you can follow us at Watch What Crappens, we asked, do you feel if that glam is ruining these shows, these glam squats? Because I was noticing that on Real Housewives of New York, when they were in the Berkshires, they don't have glam. They're just like themselves. They're doing their own hair and makeup. They're just like, it just feels... It's messy, but it's real. And on Beverly Hills, especially Beverly Hills, but some of the other franchises, they have all these endless scenes of glam. And, oh, my God, what are you wearing? Ah. And so I asked on Instagram, do you feel like glam squads are, like, hurting these shows? And we had, I think, about 3,500 people said yes and 300 people said no. So, bravo. No one wants to see the glam squads anymore. According to
well, look, our small poll. I mean, they don't have them on New York, but New York, they have personalities. So yeah. What are you going to do? Like,
but the Beverly Hills didn't used to have as much. This is something that's happened in the past, like 2 or 3 years. I think that like when Erica came with her glam squad, since these women are all so competitive, they now all must have glam squads and have glam moments. And the show has sort of just become that. And I think it's getting in the way of in a weird way, of like some sort of interactions, like real interactions they could be having with each other. Just
like this one.
Yeah.
Like this one. So Brandy is stuck alone because Adrian gets the hell out of there.
Can't imagine why. She runs the fuck out of there. And so Denise and Aaron are hanging out with Brandy at the bar. And Brandy's like, you know, as codependent as you guys are. She's like, we're not codependent. He's like, I'll tell you who's dependent. America on Big Pharma, who's possibly right outside. All right. She's like, he's just dependent. All right. Remove the code. I'm happy with it. She's like, no, no. The point is, guys, I just want to be a throuple with you. I want to be a throuple with you.
Which is, and they're like, what? What? And then Denise is like, what is a throuple? What is a throuple? I'm like, okay, Denise, I have been defending you all season, and I will continue to defend you, because I do feel like in most of these arguments, you have been right. But please don't try to tell us that you don't know what a throuple is. Charlie Sheen is your ex-husband. Don't say you don't know what a throuple is. Even if you don't know what a throuple is, just, like, use, like, just look at the way... Look at the letters and how it sounds, and you could just kind of figure it out.
Yeah, they're like, it's a couple, and then she goes, what, like a threesome? Yes, it's just another word for threesome. So Brandy's like, well, you know, you just, look, Aaron, now's the time where you have the moment to say, right now, we just got married, and I love her vagina. And as we know how this plot turns out, later in the episode, basically she's trying to get Aaron to say on record, we don't have an open relationship. I'm sorry. It's just us, right?
Mm.
So she's trying to get him on record to say that because she's going to be coming after them to get her ass back on the show, and she wants that on camera. But he doesn't because Aaron's just kind of dumb, and he's also, like, looking at Brandy, like, deteriorate, right? Like, one of her cheeks falls off right in front.
So you're saying that she wants Aaron to confirm that they meaning that this would confirm...
That they're not in an open relationship.
Confirm everything that she says.
It's going to confirm everything that she says about them not having an open relationship, even though she thought they did.
That's an interesting theory, yeah. Meanwhile, while this is happening, we get a shot outside of Kathy going up to Kyle and saying, Kyle, it could not have gone any better, Kyle. Oh, wait, I just remembered. If I had thrown it, it would have been so much better. Oh, that's so good, Kyle. So good. Anyway, I'll be over there.
So then we go to dancing, and Brandy's just falling down everywhere. She falls over a couch, and she falls down on the ground.
She's a mess.
She's just, yeah.
She is like she's not just falling over. She is just, like, falling over in ways that are mortifying. Just, like, stumbling, like... legs up over her head, you know, like a full disaster. And it's like, lady, you are too old to be, and I'm not age shaming, I'm meaning that, like, if you're over 23, you shouldn't be, like, you should know how to handle your alcohol. I firmly believe that. Like,
yeah, and you've it's had so funny,
2 years of legally doing it, if not a few more before that, for when you were in college or in high school. Like, that's enough time to know how much booze you can handle.
Well, and there's been so much talk on Real Housewives of New York, like, oh my God, this is serious now. They're all alcoholics. Like, you know, people are freaking out all over. Like, this isn't even fun anymore. They're just too serious. Well, watch this one, okay? The New York ladies look like they're just at fucking tea time compared to this.
Yeah. And then did you also catch Kyle doing some classic Elaine Bennis moves on the dance floor? I don't know what was happening there. There was a lot of arm movement. There was, like, a blazer that was, like, adjusting, and it was not great.
Yeah. So then we're done with the party and we're seeing what everybody's doing today.
Dun, yeah. Dun, this dun, scene made dun, me dun, gasp. Dun, I'm not going to lie. Because it was Garcelle was at her new house and Michael, her man, is there. And Garcelle's trying to open a box. We don't even know what it is. And she's like, could you help me open this box, please? So he opens it up. And it's like a bunch of shot glasses, and he just, like, opens it up. She's like, oh, I didn't look how easy that is for you. And then all the shot glasses just, like, explode out of the box and fall everywhere. And I literally was like, oh!
Don't worry, like, that was all some Home Goods shit in there. I mean,
I know
Garcelle, like, has that Home Goods kitchen we're always talking about. Like, do you only have stupid people over? Every single thing is labeled. It's like kitchen. Glasses. Bon appetit. Which, I mean, I guess is a little not as on the nose, but
I just like how triggered I am by something like that, because I can imagine you went to the store, you saw it at Home Goods. Oh, a bunch of shot glasses. That could be fun. I'm gonna have a bar area. I'm gonna build it all around these little shot glasses. This is gonna be fun. And I finally find the box and I decide to open it up, and this will be wonderful and lovely. And then I break them all. It's too real.
So Dorit's talking to her designer. Oh, her closet.
She's in Buca de Beppo.
Is that where she is?
Yeah, she's in Buca di Beppo.
Oh my God, she's painting the ceiling exactly like Caesar's or the Venetian Mall. I mean, come on.
She's in Buca di Beppo. She's creating the it's Dorit's Buca di Beppo experience.
So Lisa gets a restaurant in Caesar's, and Dorit gets a room in Buca di Beppo, but paints the ceiling like the ceiling in Caesar's.
Yeah, pretty
Anybody?
Much.
Anybody? Anybody?
I'm just like so excited to see the story arc, like see where it goes. It's very exciting to me.
Yeah. So then Rinna's with her gaze and getting glammed up, and he's like, "We are gonna do full adult drama with you today. Full. It's gonna be full drama." And she's like, "Oh, you know, I think I was born a drag queen." Can we please get some cuts of Erica talking about how she's a drag queen? Please, all these ladies do is walk around and copy each other. Come on.
I know. It's exactly right. So then we're in Erica's shoe dazzle event. And there's like a lady, I'm pretty sure it was Amy from Gallery Girls. She's like, "We are entering the world of Erica Jane, holiday edition."
And Mikey's like, "Let's take a shot and get in the mood. Come on, bitch, fresh shot of the night, yes." And Erica's like, "You know, once you get something, you want something more. And then you want more. And then you want more. Now look at me. I moved to New York. Then I got that job at Shakers. And then I... then I got married to Tom. Then I got a shoe line. And then I got Chicago. I mean, there are no limits."
I love it when she gets into her like Tetrica talks mode, you know? She's like, "Let me tell you something about forks and spoons. They are great. You can use them to eat food. You can play instruments with the spoons. They are so much. There's no limits. No limits to forks and spoons."
I noticed she left out her book, which we never heard about again. She left out her book in that long list of accomplishments.
Yeah.
So then Rinna sees Teddy there, and they squeal about how cute everybody looks. Everybody arrives, basically.
Yeah, and it's just like, ah, 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 ah. And then,
you're so cute. You look amazing. You look great.
Wow. So then a cake comes out. It's the size. It's like not the size. It's like shaped like a shoe. It's the size of a boat. And then everyone's like, "Whoa! Oh my God! It's a cake!" And Rinna's like, "It's a cake. It's a cake, baby.
It's a cake.
How are you, cake? How are you?"
And Erica's like, "Everybody, I just like to thank you for letting me be, everybody." So then there's a group photo, and of course Kyle stands in the center and then kicks her leg up.
Does like a standing split, basically.
Yes, and Rinna's like, "Okay, everybody, I need you to check your schedules, because Erica's doing Broadway. So beforehand, I want us to go on a trip. I've arranged a trip to Rome, Italy. It's a cake."
And then this is exciting for Dorit because she's fluent in Italian, and she's basically like, "Lasagna, bucatini, pappardelle, Mario meatballa."
Yeah, I'm hoping we're gonna get a lot of Luann subtitles where she's like trying to talk Italian, but she's really saying like, "Bathroom down the street, I know."
Yeah, and Kyle starts making jokes about wanting to invite the Pope to dinner, but you know that she's, in a weird way, she kind of wants that. Like, I'm like, who did Kathy have dinner with, like, the Archbishop of like, California or something? Like, who is Kyle trying to one-up right now?
Guess what, guys? We're opening the agency. Vatican. Vatican City. So
there's this ceiling here, but we could totally redo that. We can totally just like paint over it. No one cares about this ceiling over here. It's like, it's got old art, but we can totally redo it. It's great. It's the agency, Vatican City.
So everybody is so excited to go to Rome, and Dorit goes up to the bar to order a drink. "Vodka club, 3 lemon squeeze, Carcassat."
I call that the Buca di Beppo. So then Denise goes up to Mikey, and she's like, "Well, you must be coming to Rome also, right?" And he just smiles like, "I've been told I'm not allowed to talk to you anymore, so
yes,
I'll keep you quiet."
Yeah, if ever you wonder how Erica's feeling, try and have a conversation with Mikey. Okay?
Yeah.
Because he's like, nope, sorry. Weather report says no, bitch. I'll be over here. He just, like, slides away.
Yeah.
So then Erica's there now. And so Denise goes to Erica. Say, Erica, do you have any poll where we can meet the Pope?
Erica's like, no, I don't.
I do not have any pull with the Pope, honey.
Kyle is so jealous that, like, she wasn't asked that. So then Kyle is over in the corner, because now, so Erica and Denise are talking, and now Kyle's in the corner, and she's like, Erica and Denise never spoke at my party, not one word. I'm like, oh, there's Kyle just stirring the pot again in her own way.
Well, I think I saw them talking right over there. It's like, thanks for the exposition, guys. You're right next to each other. Like, they're standing like 10 feet away.
You know how conversations work. Yeah.
So Denise is talking to Erica still. And she's like, you know what? Look, I just wanted to tell you. The reason I walked away that day is because I wanted to talk, you know, we talked about this in Santa Barbara already. And just because I'm an open woman doesn't mean I'm open to talking about stuff like that in front of my children.
Yeah.
And Erica's like, here's the thing. And Erica's like really straight, like she's standing up really straight and like kind of pointing her head down at her, you know, because that's what Erica does when she's like being snooty. She's like, when Aaron gets involved, it becomes something else.
So Denise goes, all right, well, I'll get to that in a second. Erica goes, okay. And Denise's like, I just want to clear the air. And Erica's like, you know, anytime we try to discuss it, you're like, I don't want to talk about it. I'm like, she just said it. We'll talk about it in a second. She's trying to take care of, like, this thing first. And then we'll move on to Aaron. But what's happened is, as we predicted many weeks ago, is that now the narrative is that Denise just shuts it down and doesn't want to talk about things. And who started that conversation? That Denise just isn't honest. Denise isn't honest. She doesn't want to talk. It was Kyle weeks ago. I guess, when did that all start? That started with that party, right?
Yeah.
Denise's party. Wasn't it Denise's party?
Kyle's party, I think. It started right away, whatever.
Yeah, well, that's right, because Kyle was addressing it at Denise's party. But there was something that happened early in the season. I don't even remember anymore, because Kyle's had like 50 million parties at this point.
Yeah, Kyle started it. So, but now, Erica does this thing when she fights. It makes me crazy, where she just looks at the other person and speaks really coldly, and then it's just like, oh, well, now we're going to talk. Oh, really? Now? Oh, well, fine. And now we'll talk about it, I guess. And Denise is like, I feel like you're getting upset now. I just want to talk. Oh, okay. So you want to talk now, but then you don't want to talk about Aaron. Okay. Well, every time we discuss it, you're like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. You shut it down.
It's like, and you're the one shutting it down. You won't let her talk about it.
She like literally like, said, I want to talk about it in a second. Like, let's hold on. Like, let's deal with this thing first. This is how I feel about the threesome thing, the threesome conversation, and then we can talk about Aaron. But now you've shut me down, and now our conversation is about me shutting you down, which is not what this is about, you know?
So she's like, come on, Erica. She's like, oh, well, why are we even talking about it now, then? And she's like, oh, well, what are we doing now? We're talking about it now?
It's like, oh, fucking Erica.
She's like, well, you know, it's difficult having a conversation with Denise because she shuts you down and then she leaves.
That's exactly what you're doing. These people.
She's leaving because you're not letting her talk.
Yeah. So Denise is just like, look, I just don't want things to be offered. Like, are awkward. Look, I like you. I have respect for you. And Erica goes, thank you.
Yeah.
Erica just being the coldest biatch that she can possibly be, which is so hilarious for the end of this episode, too. You know, there's so many nuggets that pay off by the end of the episode.
It's really true. And then it goes back to Dorit, and she is just like, now she is become like ambassador for Rosetta Stone, because she's talking about how she doesn't get to speak Italian anymore. And, you know, like, she's like, people come up to me and say, do you speak Italian? And I say, buongiorno, pizza paia. And they're like, whoa, we didn't expect you to actually speak Italian.
Well, I know how to say pizza and pasta. Kyle's like, I know how to say zapata. I'm like, the Spanish girl! So then we go over to the Grey Tavern. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun.
But it's not a dun, dun scene. It's Garcelle and Sutton having dinner.
Yeah, it's like actually my two new favorite additions to this cast. And it's kind of funny because I feel like we haven't really seen them interact very much. They've sort of always been part of like a large group. So they're having a one-on-one sesh. And Sutton, basically Sutton's like, I'm on a vodka freeze right now. I'm just sticking with wine. And Garcelle's like, oh, did you pass out somewhere? She's like, hell no, I don't do that. I'm a lady. Two things I don't do. I don't pass out and I don't collaborate with celebrities. Although I guess you could say this dinner is sort of a collaboration as you are a celebrity. I'm ashamed of myself already.
Well, how was the shoe thing the other night?
Oh, we missed you. We missed you. You're never around.
And she's like, well, it's being a single mother who's got to work, all right? So she goes, you know, I just found out about Rome even. She's like, oh, I love Rome. It's going to be raining there.
And she's like, uh-oh, black hair and rain. And she's like, oh, it's not just black people. Trust me, my kitchen gets hot.
Garcelle's like, wait, please, please tell me you did not just like summon like some like classic like black culture into your experience.
Oh yes, my kitchen gets very, very hot. Right. Check out these edges. And Garcelle's like,
my baby hairs.
Yeah. Garcelle's like, the kitchen to a black person is the back of your neck. What? And Sutton's like, honey, I'm from Augusta, Georgia. Okay. I know what a kitchen is.
Anyway, I have to go. I got my crumping class. It's like, what?
So then Garcelle orders and my stomach hurts because she's like, I'll have mac and cheese and a tuna tartare. I was like, what? God.
She's been going to Sur too much. So she asks if Sutton's going to be bringing glam to Rome, and Garcelle's like, I mean, I'm a single mom. I can't bring glam anywhere, everywhere I go. And Sutton goes, I can.
And she's like, yeah, so I've heard. So, you know, the way I was brought up, you don't talk about money, right? But I want to know, where'd you get your money?
Did you inherit it? Did you marry money? Were you born with money? Did you rob a bank? I'm just curious because you don't seem to have any discernible skills, so we know you didn't really earn it on your own.
You dress like a peacock and some kind of chicken wherever you go, so it couldn't have been a job that you got. And Sutton just keeps making that horrified, you know, she gets her cat eyes on where she's like, like she's just looking mortified, but then she calms down again.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I was married and my ex did well, so
there's that. Also, it turns out that being a Michelle Forbes lookalike pays quite well. Many people call for it at parties, I have to say.
So she's like, well, how long were you married? And Sutton tells her 17 years. And Garcelle goes, whoa, that's a long time.
Wow, that's 17 years. That's almost halfway to when the first Coming to America was released. I'm in the sequel.
And Sutton's unnerved by all of this, yeah, but like keeping a good attitude. And Garcelle's like, look, I didn't ask the balance of her savings account, which I would love to know, actually. I would love to know that.
So did you lose your virginity to your husband? Just asking some light questions here. Son's like, oh my, oh my, oh my, I'm a lady.
So then over at Rinna's house, Rinna's wiping her dog's butt with a wipey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that.
There's that. And so Rinna's there. Rinna and Amelia and so Alexia, Kyle's daughter, Kyle Mauricio's daughter, comes over, and you know, she's gone into the world of real estate. She's been working at the agency. And so she comes over, and Rinna is so funny. Rinna gets like right into her face and goes, do you want an iced tea? Want some water? You want an iced tea? An iced tea? Anyone? Anyone? God, I'm the cool mom.
So let's watch some privileged kids get everything in life.
Yeah.
Alexia is there because she's working at the agency now, and Amelia is getting her own apartment, and she's just listing, I mean, Amelia is just like, well, WeHo or Beverly Hills, because I have major anxiety. I mean, I can't even sleep in this house without freaking out, and I need security. I need a doorman. I mean, I like a pretty kitchen. I like marble, white. I like pretty refrigerator. Big windows, yeah, to make me happy, because my mood is easily changed by my surroundings. A pool with cabanas. I'm like, okay.
Two bedrooms, modern contemporary, not ground floor, gym. I'd like a swing set, but only facing east. That would be great. I want carpet tiles, but on the wall, but only on some walls, and only up to 2 feet high. Anything higher than that gives me anxiety. So something like that.
Yeah. And she's like, I can't have shelves. What'd she say? I can't have stands?
She's like, I want to avoid having racks all over my apartment. Racks kill my vibe.
Yeah, racks kill my vibe. Everything she says is about her feelings. Like, I have anxiety, so I need this. And I have, that'll freak me out or kill my vibe, so I need this. And I get depressed if I have this. It's like, oh my God, the world does not give a fuck about your feelings, okay? Like, can I just explain the hardships you're going to go anywhere in life if you're not with your mommy every 2 seconds? The world doesn't give a fuck if you're triggered, and the world doesn't give a fuck if you have anxiety, okay? Man up over there.
Yeah, the way you get over that shit is you stick yourself into a studio apartment because you're only, like, what, how old is she, 18? Studio apartment, and with a bunch of carpenter bees that have burrowed their way into the railing, and some roaches that occasionally appear, and weird neighbors, you'll get over a lot of shit real quickly. I can speak from experience.
Yeah, me too. And Rinna does too. She's like, I did everything on my own, you know, and that's why I'm successful. And I was like, okay. And I guess she's shoehorning this into, well, my kids are doing everything alone because she has a job, and that's how she's paying for this. I'm like, modeling jobs you get her and a wine partnership you got her. And I don't know. I say throw her out into the desert.
I say throw her out in the world.
Because... I say naked and afraid it, okay? Naked and afraid it if you want to raise a good child in today's world.
Like, I totally supported them bringing Amelia back from New York. She clearly wasn't ready for, like, the world of modeling in New York City and all that. But, like, still, she needs to, like, the way that she's going to... My feeling is that a lot of these anxieties she's feeling... By, like, catering to them, they're not going to go away, or you're not going to quell them. They're probably just going to get worse. Like, put her out there on, you know, Gower or Bronson or Van Ness. Put her on, like, Western Avenue. Gower. Get her a nice little apartment over there. And
drop her up in front of the Togos and get out of there, okay? Speed away.
Find a Smart and Final and get an apartment across the street. Drop her off there.
Do you remember Togos? Is that still there?
Togos? Oh, yeah. I think Gower it's still around. Gulch. Oh, Gower Gulch is there.
Gower Gulch. The Gower Gulch and just speed away, all right?
The Gower Gulch got looted last month. When there was, like, the looting portion of, like, the protest, there was one part where looters went into the Gower Gulch, and the reporter was like, the Gower Gulch!
They're all singing karaoke at that place. Oh
my God. Oh my God. I forgot that. It's gone now. Was it Amiga or something like that?
Amiga, yeah.
I totally forgot about that place. No, they looted, the looters went for Rite Aid. So none of the local businesses were affected. None of, like, the mom and pops, just Rite Aid.
Oh, okay.
But,
well, that's so that's kind of a messy scene. That's a frustrating scene for anybody who's ever had a real job, gotta say. It's like,
So now we go over to Teddy, and Teddy is, she's at home packing for this trip to Rome with her assistant, and she's like, I think that's everything for that bag, but now can we even close it? Hi, I'm Teddy, and I'm having a funny scene.
Teddy's so basic she even does the sitting on your suitcase scene. Teddy, Jesus.
Hot mess express over here, huh?
God, would you like to teach one of your children to drive while you're getting your vagina frozen? any other housewives tropes you'd like to go, like to hang that upside down from the ceiling while you close that suitcase, Teddy?
Yeah. So so then we go over to Sutton, who is like, she Sutton suddenly has a gay. I wonder where Sutton finds a gay. I feel like Sutton lives in such a weird world that I just don't see her interacting with many people who just aren't other Suttons. So, like, the fact that she somehow, like, caught a gay. Maybe she was at, like, a department store or something.
Probably Rinna or somebody, you know. It's like a whole network, okay? Once you know one gay, once you're connected to one gay, you've got a whole network of gays. But this gay is Jordan, the one who works at her store.
The connection.
Shopping and stuff for her. So he's like, oh my God, astounding! Because he's going through all of her clothes. And she's like, could you pay attention to me? What I'm saying is, we're going to hit the Colosseum, Great Cafe, Spanish Steps. He's like, oh my God, it's a Dolce!
And the cat's just like, getting into the bag. I love that. I love any cutaways to Prince. Prince the cat. Spelled P-R-I-N-T-S, not Prince. And then we go over to Erica's closet where her assistant Leia is helping her pack. And they put a wig on the dog.
They put a wig on the dog. That was my favorite Erica scene ever, I have to say. Yeah, so then Kyle's house, dogs everywhere.
Her foyer still pink. Her foyer is still pink because they put that sign up for the party. I forget what it said, but it was like a pink neon sign. I guess, or she's going to do that thing where here's my theory. She likes it up because it makes her kind of feel cool and edgy, and it's kind of like Erica Jane, and it's kind of like also Lisa Vanderpump's color. It makes her feel cool, but she doesn't want to, but she knows it doesn't match her personality. So she's just going to pretend like, oh, I keep forgetting to take it down. I'm too lazy to take it down. But secretly, she actually just like really likes it being up.
Well, that's an odd theory.
It's odd, but I think it's right.
So Kyle's house, dog shots, just dogs. So Teddy comes over because they're packing too. And Kyle's like, oh, you know, the reason I want to do this is for wedding invitations. It has nothing to, or baby shower invitations. Yeah. It has nothing to do with trying to ruin Denise's life because she's more popular than me on this show. Come on in.
I've been so busy trying to organize my children's hospital event, which I just had, and Kris Jenner was there, and getting ready for Italy, which I'm going to now. And Teddy is like ready to pop, and I haven't even begun to organize her shower yet. I'm like, that was 2 months ago, and you're a terrible friend. You didn't even remember that she was pregnant 2 months ago. You're terrible, terrible, terrible.
I just want it to be the easiest thing possible. It's not that I don't care that people get mad at me. Not that I don't care. I'm like, Teddy, this is the saddest storyline for you to be dragging around. Seriously.
Yeah.
Do something. Anything. It's like, but I have pink hair now. Teddy in testimonial. But I've got pink hair now. Come on, guys.
You still suck, Teddy, okay?
But also, do you have baby showers for your third child? I thought it was just the first one, really. Yeah.
You have baby showers for every damn kid you have, okay? You still have to go through the 9 months and the swollen feet and the loss of more tushy or whatever the hell you have to go through. You still got to shit the table in the end. You get a shower, damn it. That's what I say.
Well, I don't know.
If I was a woman, I'd get a shower every time I could have gotten pregnant. Okay? Get a shower every damn day.
Yeah. And as gay men, what do we get? Nothing. Nothing. You know what we're almost as discriminated against as the cis straight white male.
I was going to say, I think being a gay male is like the best thing you can be born as, personally.
Yeah, I think it's so, except for the undercurrent of homophobia in our culture at large. Other than that,
Stupid straight people think like that anyway.
And self-loathing gays. So, anyway, so Kyle is like, she's offering to do the baby shower at her house, of course. So Teddy is like, yeah, I just want it to be easy for everyone. And, you know, like, I really like games, but the thing that I hate the most is opening presents in front of everyone, like, kill me now. And Kyle's like, we're definitely doing that, because also I have to see what everyone got you, and I have to see if I have any good ideas in there. Yeah.
So, guess what? Knock, knock, Kyle! Knock, knock, Kyle! Knock, knock, Kyle! Kim just comes bopping in there, and she's wearing a Brandy Charo ponytail from season 5. She's
Kim looks crazy.
Kim looks fucking crazy. She looks like a shrunken head.
Yeah. Looks crazy. So
Kim is crazy, and I miss Kim. Head.
Looks like a shrunken head. Also, oddly enough, like an onion. So, So she comes in and she's like, yeah, sorry, like, Brandy's in the car. She's down in the car all mic'd up. No intention of coming up. She has a microphone on just because she's like really into Radio Shack and putting gadgets on. That's all, okay? Yeah. That's all.
Just here to loan you some clothes, Kyle, because I know you want clothes from a poor person being probably a billionaire by now. You need my clothes for on, Kyle!
It's like, no, you guys are not using Kyle needs to borrow something to wear from Kim. That's your reason for Kim coming over. Come on.
And there's like a shot. They're all like looking at Kim. And I don't know if you saw this, but even the dog is looking at Kim like, what are you doing here? What is happening?
They're letting you back in here. And, you know, I'd like to say, I love being psychic, okay? And this is one of the things at the very beginning of the season, I was like, this is totally going to be a Kyle scene where all of this comes out.
Of course.
Kyle's going to have Brandy over. And of course, here we are with the Kyle, so, the great Kyle setup of 2020.
Exactly. And Kyle's like, wait, Brandy's downstairs? Oh, I feel bad. I feel bad. We should invite her up, right? I feel bad. You know, because Kyle, you know, this all happened because of the goodness of Kyle's heart. If Kyle just hadn't felt bad for Brandy, maybe none of this would have come out to the show, Ronnie. Maybe none of this would have made it like... Kyle is just too good of a person. Look at the trouble it causes.
Yeah. Do you know how many Brandys are lost every year when their parents just forget them in the car? Bring her up here. Bring her up
That's
here.
Not safe. So Kim goes downstairs like, Randy, you want to come upstairs? And Brandy fully mic'd. Fully, like, this is not an impromptu thing. It's like, okay, well, I guess I'll go upstairs. Oh. So they go up,
and Kyle tells us, well, they have a very unique friendship. They were absolute enemies before, and then we get this, you are a slut pig. I will never like you after everything you did.
Yeah, and then Kyle gives us one of the biggest lines of bullshit she's ever given us. She's like, you know, but even when Kim and I weren't getting along, I was always happy knowing that Brandy was a good friend to her. And I think that says a lot about her character. What?
Oh, yeah.
What? What?
And they also showed a clip in the flashback of Kyle coming to Kim when they're fighting, and Kim's crying, and Kyle bends down, and then Brandy comes over like, come on, Kim! And Kyle says, excuse me, you're not wanted here. And she goes, neither are you! Ask your husband! Ask your husband! Because Brandy was always trying to accuse Mauricio of having affairs and all of this, which led to the affairs going into the blogs, which they came out in magazines, which they blamed Vanderpump for telling Brandy to bring magazines on a trip, which she didn't do, you know, all of this shit. But I just am bringing all this up because, come on, you guys, let's not forget that Brandy was trying this whole time to pretend that Mauricio, or not pretend, who knows if she was telling the truth, was having an affair on Kyle. And this was a huge thing for Kyle back in the day. And that's going to be very important coming up.
Yeah, and I just think it's funny because Kyle and Kim, that season, I think it was Brandy's last season, one of the big issues that they had was the fact that Kim was letting Brandy come between them, you know, and on top of that Kim was, you know, on drugs, but like that, basically that was like a big issue, is that like that Kim seemed to have more loyalty to Brandy than she did to Kyle. And now she's like, I was just always so happy that Kim had Brandy. Always. Oh, it says so much about her character.
Yeah. When I was completely not speaking to Kim.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about her character.
Yeah. So Kim is, she got her results back. I'm 100% good on my boobies. And I'm like, hey, Kim. And so they start, Teddy tells them that they're packing and
they're going to Rome. And then Kyle's like, yeah, we're going to Rome. I mean, there's been some little stuff in the group per usual, you know, but because there was something that happened with Denise and you know, there was this conversation about a threesome that came up. I'm not trying to get the ball rolling on anything. I'm just happen to be telling you what, you know, what's going on to our trip.
Yeah.
You know, that's all.
Out of everything that happened, you know, I just want to say threesome right now. Yeah, okay.
Just want to say that.
And then she got mad, you know, and she goes, why would she get mad? Charlie Sheen is their father. And she starts laughing. And Teddy's like, yeah. And she said that I'm a shit-talking shitster. You are a shit-talking shitster, Teddy.
You are. Fast forward very soon. So then, and then Kyle's like, I mean, and then Rinna told me that she doesn't even like me, and then, but then she's very nice to me, so like, I don't know. And then Teddy's like, she never says anything. Like, I love how they are furious that Denise seems to be dishonest when they're the ones who are always nice to Denise, too. And look what you, look, do you see the constantly scene you're actually filming? Do you see what you're saying behind Denise's back, and you're getting upset that she doesn't like you? Maybe because she picks up on how fake you are. How about that, you know?
Yeah.
And so then Brandy's like,
she knows exactly what you've been doing this whole season, you fuckers.
She did. She actually has, because everything that Denise said in that car ride back from, I think it was one of Kyle's part, wherever it was when they were in the car, and she's like, fuck this shit. And she was just like, Kyle's stupid. She says this. She's fake. She's surfacey. She had a perfect read on Kyle. And that's why Kyle doesn't like her, because she's got her number.
Well, and also, all this stuff happened before the season, right?
Isn't all the stuff that they're accusing Denise of happened before the season? And Brandy told Kim, and Kim didn't tell Kyle, really? And Kyle didn't tell Teddy, really? And that's not the reason that they were bringing up threesomes on purpose, trying to goad Denise at that party? Really? Really? Yeah. Are we supposed to believe all this? Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
So Kim's like, now we begin the great victimhood of Brandy Glanville. Wait, this is rich.
This is kind of an amazing scene. I will say this, by the way, because you were saying that Brandy is like a pathological liar. I sometimes think that Brandy, and this may be inconsistent with things that I've said in the past. I don't know. People can check me and say. But like, I believe that Brandy is one of these people. I think that she is in the same mold as like Kenya, which is funny because they hated each other on Celebrity Apprentice. But where like pathological liar, I feel like to me, it implies like an intentionality of lying. And I feel like Brandy and Kenya and lots of other people on reality TV, they have their own interpretation of reality where they actually think that what they're saying is true. But they, so like, I think we talked about this a lot with the magazine thing with Lisa Vanderpump, that we imagine that like Lisa probably made a joke. And then Brand interprets that as like, she told me to do this. And in her mind, she's not lying. She just, that's her perception of what happened. And so I think that like, I always get the feeling that Brandy just perceives things in ways that I don't trust, but I don't think that she's an active like pathological liar.
I think she's an active fucking liar. She takes one little thing, which is true, and then she spins it in a way that's complete to mislead everybody and makes it sound like this huge deal. And they can't really, it's hard for them to argue it because part of it's true.
Yeah.
And so an honest person is like, well, I mean, that's not what I meant. It's like, oh, that's not what you meant.
Right.
But that is lying. That is being a fucking liar. It's misleading people on purpose all the time. Mm-hmm. She's done it all, every single fucking season she's been on this show. So here she comes, but now she's going to, this misleading is going to take, and I'm sure that the base of this is true, but she's going to take this and make herself this huge fucking victim now, like, and make her sound like she's been Me Too'd in this Me Too era. And it's gross, Brandy. It's fucking gross, okay? Mm-hmm. So Kim's like, well, you know, Denise did something to Brandy, which is, I don't want to say anything, because she did to her, she did something so bad to Brandy.
And Kyle's like, I thought you guys were friends.
Yeah. And Brandy's like, but we are friends. And, you know, I mean, I just don't know what we are. I'm so stressed about this. I mean, you guys, you just need to be careful with her because she's not who she pretends to be. Okay, I'm going to say that. She's not who she pretends to be.
Yeah, like, what you see is not what you get, okay? First of all, Teddy, she doesn't like you at all. At all. She said horrible things about you. You're obnoxious. You'll do anything to be in this group. You've lived under your dad's shadow all your life. You're really boring. You held a terrible retreat. All that stuff. All of it.
Okay. Now, just to pause, I believe that all that happened.
Yes.
Where's the lie? Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so then well,
this is
like,
where, what? And this is also where I believe that that happened, and I believe this is where also her perception comes in, because I can imagine Denise being like, oh god, she's awful, you know, she's just and she says like, you know, she's so obnoxious, that one, like, oh, she just wants in this group and she lived under her dad's shadow, like, oh, you know, she probably like, you know, things that are like said sort of like in a way like, like, you know, like there's a difference between, it's never, it's still not good, you know, it's not, definitely not nice to hear, but there's a difference to being like, ugh, yeah, she's so obnoxious versus like, she is obnoxious. There's like, those carry different weights. And I think that, well, also, Brandy is making it sound like
Brandy
the
and Denise were talking the day after Kyle's party, because Brandy said that they hadn't spoken since all of this other stuff happened between then and this party. So they're talking at this party, and then the next day they call and like do the after party gossip, right? Mm-hmm. And so Denise thinks Brandy is her friend, so she's bitching about all the girls who came for her the night before, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, she's like, fuck Teddy. So, which I believe she said, you know? So Teddy's like, and I gave her the opportunity to come clean. Like, say it to my face, okay? Say it to my face. Shut up, Teddy. So then Kyle,
by the way,
like,
by the way, I just want to say, I just remembered where this all started. Where it all, remember I said, this all started at that Denise's party. No, it all started with Teddy's retreat and Kyle and Derek into a fight about Glam Squad. And then, and Denise basically being like, what's the big deal, Kyle? And the moment that she challenged Kyle on that to be like, what's the big deal, Kyle? That's when Kyle was coming for her. from that stupid glam squad fight from the retreat. I love that.
So then Kyle's like, yeah, and apparently she doesn't like me either. And she's like, well, I mean, she doesn't. And she doesn't like anyone. She doesn't like Rennie either. And she said, Erica's a cold-hearted bitch. But then around you guys, she's like, why do they want to fight with me? I just don't understand why they want to fight with me. And Teddy's like, that's terrible, because she acts like she idolizes Erica. Like, she acts like this chill person, but you know, but she knows what she's doing. What is she doing? What's the grand plan here?
Yeah, what is she doing that's any different from what you're actually doing right now? Like, Teddy even says, I gave her the opportunity to come clean. Say it to my face. Teddy, what are you saying to Denise's face at this moment? What are you saying to Denise's face at the end of this episode, Teddy? Teddy.
So Kyle's like, so she doesn't think she's going to tell you and the stuff's going to come out? She's like, well, she thinks she can tell me things because she has stuff on me. And it's like, and then this is where she's like, oh, I need water. Do you have water? I'm so nervous. I'm so nervous. Do you have water?
And then we see Kyle ordering, you know, water and wine in Spanish from her, like, her maid or whatever. I don't know why we saw that, but I guess, I don't know. It was funny to me.
Because Kyle's rich as fuck, man.
Yeah.
So Brandy's like, or Kyle's like, I've never seen Brandy this nervous. I mean, normally if she's upset, it's because, you know, she'll spill it, but call him poor Brandy. And Kim's like, well, you know,
this must really speak to the veracity of what she's saying. Wow. Wow, she's so nervous. So
Kim's like, well, I'm just saying, you know, what she did to you, Brandy, is wrong, Brandy. And she's not your friend, okay? She's not your friend. So Brandy's like, well, when we met, we hit it off right away. And I mean, I just thought she was really cool, you know? And then I saw her in April, and then not again until your party. And like, some shit went down over those 9 months, which I'm not going to talk about, but it was really bad. Really, really bad. It was really bad.
You know, cheating. I hate cheating. And, you know, I was cheated on, and it's what I wrote about in my books. And, you know, it destroyed me. It destroyed me. And some would say I'm sort of obsessed about it because 10 years later, I'm still talking about it. And I would never do that to someone else. I had a friend who was dating a married guy, and I said, you're not my friend anymore, okay? Okay, I can't even watch the show Cheaters on TV, okay? I can't even watch nature specials because cheetah sounds too much like a New Jersey person saying cheater.
And then she put me in a situation where I was a cheater. And Kim's like, it was the reverse. It was a reverse cheating.
What? Kim, just stay there and tend to your pony.
Kim's still making no sense. And Kyle's like, what do you mean? And Kim's holding her hand because this is a very traumatic moment for Brandy. And Brandy's like, well, I was out with her. And by the way, who was just with Denise laughing and say she wanted to be in a threesome or a throuple with her and her husband. Mm-hmm. Dramatized Brandy over here, okay? So Brandy's like, well, I was out with her and Aaron, and, you know, I knew they had an understanding. Like, she could be with girls if she wanted, as long as it's not a guy. And they're just staring at her, because it's Teddy and Kyle, who are like, Kyle's like, a marijuana cigarette? Wow. How dare you, ma'am? You know, they're like such prudes.
Yeah. And so, and she's like, well, so basically, you know, Brandy, you know, Denise and I, we like really clicked, and we, you know, we got wasted, and we're at that restaurant, and so we went to the bathroom, and she just started making out with me, and like, I wasn't expecting it, but I was like, okay, cool, that's how I went along with it. And then like, Denise just wanted to hang out all the time. She was like, let's hang out. She was like obsessed or something like that. And then like, she then killed like Steven Weber with a stiletto, and I was like, that's a lot, Denise.
And so she says she was, when they first made out, Denise wasn't with Aaron at that point, which makes no sense because she just said she knew that. Oh, I guess she just means Aaron wasn't there.
Like physically.
She must mean Aaron wasn't there. So then she's like, and then in April, she invited me to her set in Santa Barbara to do my podcast. So I was like, okay, I'll go to Santa Barbara. I mean, I guess, why not? That sounds fun, even though kind of scary. But I mean, okay, I'll go. And so I went, and I was going to get my own room. And she said, no, I'll just get you a rollaway and you can stay with us. And like, her children, her middle daughter was there. You know, the kids were downstairs. The kids were there. And there was no rollaway bed. Conveniently. Like, oh, okay. So this whole time Denise has been grooming you is what you're basically saying on camera. That Denise this whole time has just been grooming you so she could like sexually assault you in a fucking hotel room, Brandon. Is that what you're saying?
You know, the first night was normal, but then the next night we hooked up, and Kyle goes, who's we? I'm like, Kyle, are you listening to the story? Denise and Brandy.
And she's like, Denise and I. And Teddy goes, like kiss? And she goes, like everything. I mean, look, I don't want you guys to judge me, okay?
And Kraut's like, I'm not judging you. I'm judging Denise. Like,
I'm not judging. It's the bangs. It's the bangs are judging. I can't help it. It's the bangs. It's gonna. When will this movie ever be done filming?
So Brandy's like, well, I'm bisexual. Everyone knows that. And Kraut's like, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I
didn't
know that. Yes, you guys. Do you guys, that's how much you guys even fucking pay attention on this show. You didn't know Brandy was bi? Come on.
I mean, I didn't know that she was like officially bisexual either, but it's like it's not a surprise because I feel like she has talked about fooling around with girls and stuff. But I just thought it was more of like a what's it called? Something in the scale, the Kinsey scale, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah. The point is this though. That the fact that they're like sort of shocked, they're like, I didn't know.
And she's like, but I couldn't, like, you know, and then she said the next morning, well, I couldn't get into it, she says. Like, we were doing it, but, like, I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? You know, it's like she everything wasn't. She's saying, I'm like, come on, Brandy. So you stopped, and, like, what are you saying, you know? She's like, but I just couldn't get into it. But the next day, she said, no matter what, do not tell Aaron, because he'll kill me. And I was like, what? What the fuck is happening?
Yeah. And I'll never... I never wanted... I'll never be the other woman. I said I'll never be the other woman, and I would have slept with Denise if I thought Aaron was okay with it. But he was going out of town. They made it out the night before. So she's, like, now all, like, in a tizzy because she felt like she was put into a position where she was the other woman. Which, I mean, like, you know, admittedly, that is, like, if that it did happen, that's definitely not cool. But also, just, like... Then you just know, like, okay, well, fuck that bitch. I'm moving on. I'm not going to hang out with her anymore. She's crazy.
Yeah, you're so embarrassed by being thought of as the other woman that you come on national TV and tell everyone you're the other woman. Like, how else would anybody have, you know? And then she's like, but then she kept owning her texting narrative. She kept texting me to make sure it was kosher. Like, she made me feel like I did something wrong. And then Kim was saying that she was tricking me. She tricked me, right, Kim? You were saying she tricked me. And Kim's like, well, yeah, I mean, she never even called her until the night before your charity.
Yeah. And then, meanwhile, Kyle is now fully tilted
so
over.
So is she in trouble for not calling her? Is she in trouble for not being in contact with her? Or is she in trouble because she's been texting her too much? Like, you two need to get your story straight.
Well, that was always, by the way, that's classic Brandy. When she got mad at Lisa Vanderpump for calling her every single day, and then Lisa stopped doing it, and then she got mad at Lisa for not calling her anymore. So that's classic Brandy. Listen, I wouldn't be surprised also if Brandy's initial reaction was like, well, that's fucked up, and fuck her, because I'm not another woman, and I'm not going to be friends with her anymore. And then Kim and Kyle got into her head. I would not be surprised if that's what happened, too. Because Kim's the one saying, like, she tricked you.
Yeah, she tricked you. It's like, you know, the other night was really hard on Brandy. It was real hard to go to that party for Brandy. And she's like, yeah, I mean, I wanted to be calm. And then now she's calling me, and she's telling me shit about you and Erica. And I'm like, who is this crazy person? I'm like, this crazy person is someone that was led to believe that you were her friend the night before when you were laughing all over her.
And saying you want to be in a throuple.
And you want to be in a throuple. And you made her think that you were friends. Who's tricking who?
Yeah, so now the new conspiracy theory is that so Denise called up and then talked all this shit, and then she said, you know, my private life is really private, and I would never tell your secrets. So they believe that that basically Denise was talking this shit to make them feel like they're really close, and if Brandy feels like they're really close, then Brandy won't say anything out loud.
Yes, Teddy's like, yeah, she's trying to make you think that you're friends now, so you won't say anything. Yeah, it's not. They're making it like this big devious rape, basically, is what it's sounding like to me. And it's making me really uncomfortable. Instead of just saying, like, I hooked up with Denise, which probably is true, because they act like they would hook up and not even think twice about it. And then Denise the next morning said, don't tell Aaron, by the way. Like, I don't even want to deal with that, you know? Mm-hmm. And... you know, that put me in an awkward situation and I don't like it. If it was presented that way, it's one thing, you know?
Yeah.
But being like, oh my God, I was so scared, and then she didn't call me, and now she's calling me, and it's like, oh my God, and then there wasn't a rollaway bed. Like, oh my God, convenient. Like, come on now.
And so then Kim was like, you know what? I'm going to do some Reiki on her later, okay? And we're going to take you to a meditation sound bath. And then we're going to go to Chuck E. Cheese. And then afterwards, we're going to walk around CVS for a little bit, okay? Make you feel better.
This is where Kyle's like, Brandy can be a lot of things. She can be mean. She can be a bitch. But I honestly don't think that she's a liar. Really? Because we just saw the clip of her accusing your husband of having an affair. So which is it, Kyle?
Ooh, touche, Ronnie. Touche. That's
fucking
great.
People on this show. She literally lied to get on the show and said she was friends with Cedric and saw him walking in and started walking in with him and said that she was friends with him when she wasn't. What are you guys talking about? Brandy never lies. Can you please?
So Kyle is now adjusting her bangs furiously, and she's like, you know, I don't think any of us really know Denise at all. We just don't know her at all, you know? Now this is the gaslighting. This is where the gaslighting happens. Like, Denise is a monster. You know, and this is, by the way, this is gaslighting that has been going on all season long, and it's now really paying off. So Brandy and Kim leave, and Kyle's just there with Teddy, and Kyle's like, I don't know what to say right now. I mean, I can't believe I'm at such a loss for words, given that I knew that this was all going to happen right now.
I know, and Teddy's like, yeah, come on, and now I have to talk to this chick who blatantly hates me. Teddy, everybody hates you on this show, okay?
Stop it,
even
Teddy.
Kyle. You're only there to be Kyle's weapon. And Kyle's like, well, that's the least of our problems right now. She goes, yeah, but we're also going on a fucking trip with her.
So then the screen goes black. I was like, okay, the show's over. But it goes 18 hours later. So now we have the girls, like, they just go to Rome. We just get right to it. They're in Rome already. The women are in Rome. But Denise and Garcelle are still in L.A. because they're 2 hours late, I guess. I don't know what happened. I would have been mad. I don't know the context, but I would have been mad. So they're, like, going to the airport, and they're, like, excited. They're going to Rome. And then we see over in Rome, Teddy, Rinna, and Kyle are in like a van, and Teddy goes, Rinna, I have to have an awkward conversation with you. It's like, no, you don't actually, Teddy. You don't. You are the one who's denying being a shitster. You're the one who is all about, like, say it to my face. You're the one who is, like, you know, adamantly trying to be this person who doesn't meddle with things, and you are totally doing this, unless the producers basically grilled her and said, you have to have this conversation. There's no reason.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. She's a total hypocrite. She's like, oh, I need a tattletale to Rinna so Rinna can bring this all up and blow this up for me at dinner. It's like, she's lame. And then the other car, Denise is like, oh, God, at least we don't have to be in the car with them. That's best. And then it keeps cutting back to them like, well, thank God we're missing all this. It's like, uh-oh, you're missing this just as the beginning of the end, you know?
Yeah.
And so Teddy's like, well, Denise said really mean things to Brandy about Kyle and me and you and Erica, and Brenda goes, oh, what? What? And she's like, yeah, and then she said that things happened between, and Brenda's like, Denise and Brandy? Like, duh. You know, they already all know this.
And so, and then we cut back to Denise and Garcelle, like, excited. They're going to Rome, and then it comes back to Rinna going, so they fucked! They fucked!
And Kyle and Teddy are just covering their faces, like, oh my God, the homosexuality of it all!
This is a shit show, and it's gonna be a disaster, and I'm most mad at Kyle. I'm most mad at Kyle because I feel like she orchestrated this whole situation.
Well, it's a shit show, but after yelling at Brandy the whole time, you know, also, Denise, you fucking idiot. What are you messing around with Brandy for? You don't know what Brandy is. You don't know who Brandy is. And then you're going to go shit talk other people to Brandy. You don't know she's going to go tell everybody that. And then you go fool around with Brandy and don't think she's going to use that against you. Like, what kind of dope are you? Seriously.
Well, I'm not sure judgment is one of Denise's strong suits based on her romantic record.
Good point, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what, though? Still, so far, given that they've all done something a little bit wrong, I still think that Denise is in the right so far.
Me too, yeah. Team Denise, totally.
Yeah, and Garcelle.
Over here.
Wow.
Well, Garcelle's not really fighting, so she doesn't need a team yet. But right
I'm
now,
just, like,
in this fight,
and Sutton.
Team
I'm
Denise.
Team Sutton, too. Even though Sutton will probably do something ridiculous and stupid and probably take the total wrong side in this upcoming war, I love Sutton. She's just daffy lady.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for joining us for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We'll be back tomorrow night with our live show recap of Real Housewives of New York. You can find that on Crappens On Demand. It's going to be at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time. 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Crappens On Demand. We'll do a little pre-show on Instagram and talk to everybody over there at 6 p.m., 9 p.m. Eastern. So go sign up for Crappens On Demand, okay? Go to Crappens Merch to get your masks. And I think that's all, okay?
That's it, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Bye.
Bye.